Today we're building one of the most useful advanced drum and bass workflows in Ableton Live 12, layering a jungle top loop with resampling. This is the kind of technique that takes a drum pattern from sounding like a loop to sounding like a record. The big idea is simple. We start with a break or top-end drum loop, shape it, process it, resample it, then edit the printed audio into something more musical, more controlled, and way more interesting. In DNB and jungle, that top layer is often what gives the groove its urgency, its movement, and that slightly chaotic human feel. So think of this as building the air and engine noise above your kick, snare, and bass. The low end and main drum hits stay strong and clean, while the top loop carries texture, shuffle, grit, and motion. First, make sure you have a solid drum foundation underneath. A simple two-step pattern is perfect here. Kick on the 1, snare on the 3, and if you already have a bassline or sub in place, even better. That gives you a real context to judge the top loop against. Don't build this in solo and then hope it works later. In DNB, the relationship between the top loop and the core drums is everything. Now bring in your jungle top loop or break top sample on a separate audio track. If the sample has too much low end, trim it immediately. Use EQ8 and high pass it somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, depending on the source. If the break feels muddy, carve a little out around 350 to 600 Hz, and if it needs a bit more shine, add a small shelf up around 8 to 12 kHz. At this stage, you're not trying to make a full drum loop, you're making a support layer. That separation is crucial. Let the kick and snare own the punch, and let the top loop handle the movement. Next, get the loop under control rhythmically. Drag it into Ableton Live 12 and experiment with warp modes. For old jungle material, beats mode is usually the first stop. Try preserving transients, and use a segment setting of 1/8 or 1/16 depending on how detailed the source is. If the loop starts sounding too robotic, turn off transient loop mode and let it breathe a little. If you want maximum control, use slice to new MIDI track. This is where things get fun. Now your break fragments become playable. You can trigger hats, ghost notes, ride ticks, little snare bits, and fill fragments like a drum rack. That means you can build a custom top groove instead of being locked into the original loop. Before we resample anything, set up a processing chain on the top loop track. This chain should be designed to shape the sound into something already usable. A strong stock chain might be EQ8, drum bus, saturator, auto filter, and a subtle echo or delay. Start with EQ8 and keep that high pass in place. Then add drum bus with a little drive and a modest amount of crunch. Don't go crazy here. You want attitude, not mush. After that, use saturator with soft clip-on and a few dB of drive. This is one of those great Ableton moves where a little bit of harmonic pressure makes the top loop feel denser and more intentional. Then add auto filter if you want movement. Even a simple cutoff sweep over a few bars can make the loop feel alive. And if you want a little space, use echo very lightly, with the feedback filtered and the timing kept short. In heavy DNB, subtle space on the top layer can add depth without turning the mix into a wash. Now comes the key part. Resampling in real time. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling. Arm that track and record a 4, 8, or 16 bar pass while the loop runs through your processing chain. The important thing here is not to print a static copy. You want to perform tiny changes while it records. Move the filter cutoff. Bring up the saturation a little on a fill. Push drum bus crunch harder for one bar. Mute something briefly. Open the delay only at the end of a phrase. This is what makes the result feel like a performance instead of a loop. That little bit of motion is everything. In jungle and rollers, the best top loops often sound like they've been played, not pasted. Once the pass is recorded, drag the resampled audio into arrangement or clip view and start editing. Look for the good parts. You're listening for clean transient clusters, nice cymbal tails, ghost note runs, and little textures that can become fills or transitions. Now consolidate the best sections and start rearranging them into a fresh phrase. Don't just loop the whole recording again. Think in phrases, not bars. One 4-bar print with a strong internal change is usually more musical than a perfect 1-bar loop repeated forever. A good move is to create at least 3 versions from the same resample. One main version for the core drop, one slightly busier version with extra ghost hits, and one transition version with gaps, reversed pieces, or a little tail at the end. That variation is what keeps a DNB arrangement alive over 8-bar and 16-bar sections. After that, tighten the loop. You can use glue compressor to unify the layer a bit, just a couple dB of gain reduction, with a moderate attack and a fairly quick release. If the loop needs a little more bounce, Use groove pool with a subtle swing feel. Something like an MPC style groove at around 15-35% can bring back that human push-pull that Jungle lives on. And that's a big teacher note here. Don't quantize every last detail to death. Slight timing variation is part of the bounce. Now let's make the loop more modular. Duplicate the resampled track and split the layers by roll. One layer can be bright hats and cymbal detail. Another can carry the mid-top grit and ghost notes. A third can be filtered noise or reverse fragments for transitions. Give each layer its own frequency space. The bright layer can be high-passed more aggressively, maybe up around 400-700 Hz. The mid-top grit layer can stay a little fuller, but if it starts stepping on the snare attack, dip a little around 2-4 kHz. The transition layer can be heavily filtered and used only in fill moments. This layered approach is especially useful in darker DNB. Instead of one cluttered loop fighting the snare and bass, you now have separate jobs for each part of the texture. That makes the whole drum system feel more intentional. At this point, use resampling again if needed. You can print a version with extra saturation, a filtered breakdown version, or a fill version with a delay tail. This is where the workflow gets really powerful. You're not just processing audio. You're printing movement, editing the result, and turning that into arrangement material. Try a few classic variations. A one-bar fill with a little more delay. A half-bar dropout where only hats and noise remain. A transition print with a reverse fragment leading into the downbeat. Or a heavier second drop version with more crunch and more attitude. Those details help the arrangement evolve without changing the core drum identity. A very important mix check here. Always test the top loop in mono. Use utility if you need to reduce width or tame facey stereo effects. Keep the sub and kick area clean, and make sure the snare still owns the center. The top loop should feel exciting, not distracting. A good one is felt more than noticed. Another advanced tip is to separate attitude from detail. Attitude is your distortion, crunch, and motion. Detail is your hats, ticks, shuffles, and micro-noise. When you know which layer is doing which job, your edits get much faster and your results sound more deliberate. For a darker, heavier style, don't be afraid to keep the loop a little rough around the edges. Controlled grit often sounds more powerful than over-polished perfection. In jungle and drum and bass, a little chaos in the top end can make the whole track breathe. For your arrangement, try introducing the loop in pieces. Start filtered and low energy in the intro or first part of the drop. Open it gradually. Bring in the brighter print later. Then for the second drop, swap in a dirtier version or a busier variation. That makes the tune feel like it's growing instead of just repeating. So the full process is, start with a clean drum foundation, crop and shape the top loop, process it with stock Ableton devices, resample it with movement, edit the printed audio into musical phrases, and build variations for the drop and transitions. If you do it right, the result is a layered jungle top loop that adds urgency, texture, and forward motion without getting in the way of the kick, snare, and bass. That's the sweet spot. Tight enough to mix, gritty enough to feel alive, and flexible enough to carry the arrangement. For practice, try making a 4-bar top loop at 174 BPM. Pick one jungle break, high-pass it, add a bit of drum boss or saturator, resample one moving pass, chop the resample into a new pattern, then duplicate it and make one variation with a fill on bar 4. Test it against kick, snare, and sub. If you can mute the original source and still feel the groove, you've done it right. That's the workflow. Shape it, print it, chop it, and make it yours.